It's St. Patrick's Day, a time to wear your best green and celebrate all things Irish. Robin Mark is a worship leader and artist from Ireland.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Robin's here to share a little bit about the history of Ireland and St. Patrick's Day. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Todd. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. I've never been to Ireland, but of course it is so very beautiful and so very green.
Well, that's true. It's because it rains a lot here, you see. So the one thing that we have here is lots of rain, sparkly rain, and that ends up being very green.
Well, Robin, you're from Northern Ireland, and when I was growing up, I heard a lot about Northern Ireland and it was not very good. It was a very violent place, but the church is strong there, isn't it? There's a lot of believers.
Yes, there is. There is. Now, in the south of Ireland, of course, the Catholic Church is the main place of refuge there for the folks there. But in Northern Ireland, Northern Ireland's a very, very Christian country. Despite all the things that happened, I think it's a very Christian country. The Presbyterians is probably the biggest denomination. And so lots of the Presbyterians came over to Northern Ireland. And, you know, some of them even from different parts of the world who were under a bit of persecution. Northern Ireland was a good place to go because it had a Christian ethos. The church is still very, very, it's not dying at all. We have good teachers, great pastors.
Well, that brings us to St. Patrick, because it is St. Patrick's Day. How big of a role did St. Patrick have in bringing the faith, bringing the gospel to Ireland?
You have to watch, because sometimes some of the information is more which was made up, I suppose, right. Yeah. Rather than real. But Patrick did come to Ireland. He was a slave boy. He was actually came to Ireland along with some druids and stuff like that, and he was a slave child. And he found Christ in Ireland, and he began to preach in Ireland. And he's not a fictional person. He was a real person, and he changed Ireland from a pagan country. Because it was pretty rough way back in the centuries, way, way, way back down through history. And with Patrick, who actually brought the gospel and explained the gospel to the people there and changed the whole country. Mm. And, of course, the one thing that some of your listeners will know is that we have a little plant called a shamrock, which has three leaves on it. And because it had three parts on the one stem, then that was Patrick's way of explaining the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So he had a huge influence. And if you come to Northern Ireland or Ireland, you'll find all sorts of churches which take his name, St. Patrick, St. Patrick's. We probably have hundreds of churches beginning with St. Patrick's in the country.
It's like First Baptist here. It's like,
yes, that's exactly right.
Well, say we do come to Ireland and visit, and Robin Mark is going to take us out for a nice meal. What do we get? Like, what is a good thing to try in Ireland that is uniquely Irish?
Right. Yes. Well, first of all, bread's important. Now, we have potato bread. Now, that's the most interesting one, I think, for people, because I don't think there's anywhere else in the world where people actually make bread out of potatoes. Wow. But because Ireland is full of potatoes, and that's one of the main crops in the farms, etc. here, then that was traditionally the bread you would get. Now, potato bread is absolutely lovely. Wow. You sort of fry it, and it's very tasty. And I think it is more or less good for you, you know. It's maybe got a lot of fat in it, but sometimes we all need a bit of fat, you know. So, yeah. So that's that. So that would be the thing. So, potatoes is our thing.
Okay. Well, we are looking forward to days where we can travel again and maybe visit the beautiful land of Ireland, enjoy some food, and enjoy some music. We've been speaking with worship artist Robin Mark. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thanks for spending some time with us, Robin.
Oh, no. Thank you very much, Todd, and God bless to all your listeners and yourself, and take care, and let's hope this COVID-19 thing goes away and never comes back.